Okay, so today we're doing a bit of a deep dive, a quick scan, really, through some online safety sources. We're focusing on functional risks, the kind that aren't just about the basic age rating on an app.
Right. And that's the real tension here, isn't it? You see an age rating, maybe 13 plus MAP, but it just doesn't cover everything, especially with user-generated content or, new features platforms keep adding.
So the official number isn't the whole story.
Not even close. It's just the start.
Okay, let's unpack that. How about TapCut? That video editor, it's everywhere. It's rated 13 plus N, requires parental consent under 18, seems okay on the surface.
Yeah, on the surface. But the sources point to dangers baked into how it works. The user-generated templates, that's a
Yes,
big one.
templates, you mean like pre-made video formats?
Exactly. Users create and share these. And because they're user-generated, they can contain, well, pretty inappropriate stuff, adult themes, visuals.
Ah, so the app itself might be checked, but the content within these templates slips through.
Precisely. It sort of bypasses the main rating system. And there's also the music library. It often has tracks with explicit lyrics.
Right. And I think there are in-app purchases too, for premium stuff.
Yep, subscriptions and purchases adds another layer, especially for younger users.
Okay, so CapCut's risk is kind of technical in the user content. What about WhatsApp? That feels different.
It is different. WhatsApp itself requires users to be 13 plus TAC, but the danger highlighted is something newer, WhatsApp channels.
Channels. Okay, remind me, where are those?
They're in the updates tab, usually where you see status updates. They're basically one-way broadcasts from companies, celebs, organizations.
Okay, and the problem is.
The critical thing, you find them right there next to your normal chats. Easy for anyone, including a child, to just swipe over and tap into one.
And you can't switch these off?
Nope. No parental control setting to disable access to channels. And crucially, the channels themselves have no age rating.
None at all. So a channel could be broadcasting anything.
Potentially, yes. You would know until you open it. It's an added feature that kind of circumvents the app's original age context.
So given these feature-based risks, how much weight should we even give to the standard age ratings? We know the common ones, TikTok, Insta, ChatGPT are 13, Roblox 12.
Well, they're a starting point, a baseline reference. But the sources are really clear. The number itself, least important part.
So parents need to look deeper.
Much deeper. You have to review the app yourself. Check things like, can you talk to strangers? Are there in-app purchases? What's the actual content like?
And some groups offer more detail, right? Beyond just the number.
Organizations like Pagey, for games mostly, they give content descriptors. Things like, does it have violence? Bad language? That kind of context is way more useful.
Okay, we've talked tech flaws. Let's switch gears to social risks. Things an age rating can't touch, like online roasting. What is that
Right?
exactly?
Online roasting, it's basically making fun of someone, insulting them online. Think TikTok, maybe Discord. It's often done for laughs, for views.
But it sounds like bullying.
It can be. That's the tricky part. Sometimes it's consensual, like friends joking around. But often it crosses the line and becomes straight up cyberbullying, whether intended or not.
So what should parents do if they see this happening or their kid is involved?
First step, definitely talk to your child. Understand what they think roasting is. Do they see it as fun or hurtful? Get their perspective.
And if it is having a negative impact.
Then you need to save evidence immediately. Screenshots, recordings, whatever you can get.
Okay. And finally, there's a point in the sources about adults, about how we behave online, specifically in things like parent WhatsApp groups.
Yes, this is really important. It's about modeling behavior. The advice is pretty straightforward. Be considerate in those groups. Don't gossip or criticize the school or staff or other parents.
And privacy is key too.
Absolutely. Don't share photos or videos of other people's children without explicit permission. It's basic digital respect, and it sets the standard.
So bringing it all together, it's not just the app's age rating, it's the features like those unrated WhatsApp channels or CapCut templates, and it's the social stuff like roasting.
Exactly. The tech risks and the social climate work together. And since kids learn by watching us.
The way we communicate online really matters.
Which leads to a final thought for you, the listener.
Yeah.
If our kids are always watching how we use these tools, maybe the most powerful parental control isn't a setting.
Maybe it's actively showing them how to be thoughtful, respectful, and, just decent human beings online.
Something to chew on.
Yeah?
How effective could that kind of modeling be? We'll leave you with that thought until the next deep dive.